just want to go take two verses right quick as we receive this word today from God. Walk back to that verse 41. Verse 41 and 42. Then he took the child by the hand and said to her, Talitha Kumi, which is translated, little girl, I say to you, arise. Immediately the girl arose and walked, for she was 12 years of age, and they were overcome with great amazement. And they were overcome with great amazement. What were they from this topic? The great physician. The great physician. Somebody is waiting to go see a doctor today. How many know that Jesus is a doctor? Yeah. As we have now started a new week, many of us have already started to see many ailments. Some of you may still have some ailments that started last week or last month, and some of those things may be ongoing. Out of all the things that we need healing, how many know that there is someone who is above all doctors? Someone who's above all lawyers, and above all psychologists, and all handymen. He's called the great physician. And his name is?
Jesus.
Yeah. Lord God, speak to our hearts today. Y'all repeat after me. If Jesus can't fix it, nobody can. Yeah, yeah. In this text in chapter 5 of Mark, we find two hurting people in the midst of a crowd of people who had two different stories and was anxious to see Dr. Jesus. First, there was the woman suffering from an incurable disease for 12 years. Then we find Jairus, a man with a dying daughter. It was Jairus who approached Jesus first, but it was the woman who Jesus helped first. The difference in these two hurting people's circumstances was striking, but it revealed the wideness of the abilities of the great physician. And his name is?
Jesus.
Yeah, it is. If Jesus can't fix it,
nobody
can. The Jairus was an important synagogue officer. And the woman was an anonymous nobody. Yet, Dr. Jesus helped them both.
Amen.
Not like some specialists y'all know we have today who only see certain patients and, or only see you if you have insurance. Jesus, the great physician, will see anybody anytime. Ain't God good? Jairus was about to lose a daughter who had given him 12 years of happiness. Being a synagogue officer, Jairus was no doubt wealthy, but his wealth could not save his dying daughter. The woman was already bankrupt. Y'all saw it. She'd given the doctors all of her money, and yet none of them could cure her. How many know that all the money in the world sometimes can't help us? Somebody say, but if Jesus can't fix it,
nobody
can. I say all the money in the world don't matter if you don't have Jesus. Y'all gonna pray with me a little while? Lord God, preach this. Jairus and the woman found the answer to their needs from Dr. Jesus. Jesus is the great physician. And I gotta say it one more time. If Jesus can't fix it,
nobody can.
Nobody can. Let's grab a few things that God wants to leave. I'm not going to be long today. God's got a few things he wants to leave you. Let's see what God has for us today. The great physician. The first thing is this. He already knows about our situation. Wouldn't it be something if you walked in the doctor's office around here and you walked in and said, yeah, I already know what's wrong with you. You don't need to take no x-rays. I know what's wrong. But Jesus, Dr. Jesus, he already knows about our situation. Come on, let's go to the Word. Pick up that verse 20. Let's back up that verse 21 of that fifth chapter. Y'all praying with me today? Let's back up that verse 21. Says, now when Jesus had crossed over again by boat to the other side, a great multitude gathered to him, and he was by the sea. And behold, one of the rulers' name, one of the rulers of the synagogue came, Jairus by name, and when he saw him, he fell at his feet and begged him earnestly, saying, my little daughter lies at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her that she may be healed and she will live. So Jesus went with him, and a great multitude followed him and thronged him. I don't blame him, man. If Dr. Jesus was in there, I want some of him too. Amen. Yeah, Jairus, you can't have them all by yourself. See, a multitude of folk. He already knows about our situation. How many of y'all know that Jesus already knows what you're going through? Mm-hmm. And, he takes on all problems, Deacon Moore. And unlike some doctors, he takes on all conditions. Ain't God all right? And Jairus found out that Jesus knew his situation and was ready to respond. You can't, Jesus, I got this problem. My daughter got bound on Jesus. Come on. Let's go. Ah, thank you, Lord. How many of you know that you can come to Jesus with all of your circumstances, all of your problems, all of your situations, all of your conditions? You can come to him. Jairus came to the only one he believed could heal his little girl. Thank you, Lord. Now understand, it was not easy for Jairus to come to Jesus. Why is that, Pastor? Well, you know, here he is in public now. He's a man from the synagogue. He's publicly asking for help. The religious leaders who were opposed to Jesus would certainly not approve of Jairus, nor would some of the other synagogue leaders. Some of the scribes and Pharisees in the synagogue were probably Jairus' friends. But Jairus decided that he would rather lose his friends and save this little dog. He decided that he was just going to have faith. And he came to Jesus believing. He came to Jesus doing what?
Believing.
Said, Jesus, my daughter has this condition, and if you come, I know she'll be healed. How many of y'all got that kind of faith today? Thank you, Lord. He came believing. We all must come to Jesus believing. Believing that he can fix whatever problem. He can fix our situation. Not everybody have the same degree of faith, Deacon Moore. Some faith is weak and some faith is strong. Somebody say, but Jesus. Jesus responds to our faith no matter how weak or strong it might be. He can take a little faith and solve a big problem. Am I right? He sees all of our troubles and he already knows about our situation. I'm so glad. Because sometimes I have trouble finding the words. How about you? Something is really difficult and complicated. I don't quite know how to explain it. But I'm so glad that he already knows. And he knows exactly what to do. Thank you, Lord. Jesus is the great physician. Yeah. The great physician. And first of all, he already knows about our situation. The second thing is that not only he already knows about our situation, but the second thing is he handles all of our issues. He handles all of our issues. Come on, let's go back to the word. Let's pick up that verse 24 of that fifth chapter. Y'all still walking with me? Verse 24, so let's pick that up again. He says, so Jesus went with him. That's with Jairus now. And a great multitude followed him and thronged him. And while he was doing that, verse 25 says, now a certain woman had a flow or issue of blood for 12 years. And had suffered many things from many physicians. She had spent all that she had and was no better, but rather got worse. When she heard, thank you. When she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment.
Yes, why not?
For she said, if only I may touch his clothes. Look at the power.
Yes, sir.
If only I could touch his clothes, I shall be made well. Wow. Immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up.
Yes, sir.
And she felt in her body that she was healed of her affliction.
Amen.
He handles all of our issues. Look at somebody and say, I've got issues.
I've got issues.
Jesus, the great physician, can handle all of our issues. Ain't God good?
Amen.
Isn't it good to know that even while Jesus is seeing about somebody else, he's not too busy to see about you? Thank you, Lord. While Jesus was singing about Jairus, and on the way to Jairus' house, he still stopped and responded to this woman's issue. She had an issue with blood, bleeding disorder for 12 long years. Her issue was incurable, and she was in pain all the time, and it stopped her strength every day, and she had many disappointments with doctors, and all her money was gone. Her religious and social life was gone. Somebody say, but God. Then she decided to bring her issue. Somebody say, I got issues. She decided to bring her issue to Dr. Jesus. All those other doctors had failed, that took all her money and did nothing. She still couldn't be cured. But she said, I know what. I'm going to go to Dr. Jesus. She believed that if she could just touch his clothing, she could be healed. Now that's a great physician right there. Am I right about it? Yeah. If Jesus can't fix it,
nobody
can. Now her approach might have been a little weak. You know, talking about just touching him. But I tell you this, I would argue that her faith was the strongest.
Yes, sir.
Am I right? Yes. Her faith caused her to bust through the crowd and touch the great physician. And his name is?
Jesus.
She didn't have to clench his hand. She didn't have to rub his face. She said, all I want to do is touch his clothes. And immediately, his power healed her. Aren't you glad that he can handle all our issues at the same time? Thank you, Lord. It's good to know that even in the midst of taking care of somebody else, he can take care of me and he can take care of you when we bring our problems to Jesus. When we bring all of our burdens to the Lord. When we come to him believing, he will take care of all of our circumstances. We receive a physical and a spiritual healing. Ain't that good? It's one thing to have a physical healing. But it's a big deal to have a spiritual healing. How many of y'all are spiritually healed today? Thank you, Lord. Faith will take care of our issues. It's one thing to touch him. But it's another thing to trust him. How many of y'all trust him today? We've got to have the faith that this woman had. She could have used excuses to stay away from Jesus. She could have said, I'm not important enough to ask Jesus for help. Or she could have said, he's already going with Jairus, so I won't bother him. She could have said, I've already been to all these doctors, so why try again? Somebody say, oh, but Dr. Jesus.
Oh, Dr. Jesus.
She decided to just trust the great physician. Thank you, Lord. Jesus is the great physician. If we take it home, the great physician, the first thing is, he already knows about our situation. The second thing is, he handles all of our issues. And the last thing is this, he has power to fix anything. He has power to fix anything. How many of y'all know that there is no problem too hard for God? What's impossible to man is possible with God. He has the power to fix anything. Let's go to the word and take it on home. Y'all still praying with me?
Yes.
Pick up at verse 38 with me. Verse 38 says, then he came to the house of the ruler of the synagogue. And saw a tumult or an uproar, and those who wept and wailed loudly. When he came in, he said to them, why make this commotion and weep? The child is not dead, but sleeping. And they ridiculed him, but when he had put them all outside, he took the father and the mother of the child and those who were with him and entered where the child was lying. Then he took the child by the hand and said to her, Talitha Kumi, which is translated, little girl, I say to you, arise. Immediately the girl arose and walked. For she was 12 years of age. And they were overcome with great amazement. He has the power to fix. Is that Jesus is the great fixer-upper.
Yes,
am I right?
Yes,
thing. Aren't you glad that Jesus has all power? He's got power over naysayers. He's got power over skeptics. He's got power over circumstances. He's got power over enemies. In this text of Bible, Mark, Jesus had already shown that he had power over demons. We just saw where he had power over diseases with the woman with the blood condition. And now we find that he even has power over death. If he has power over demons, if he has power over diseases, and if he has power over death, don't you know? Don't you know that you don't have a problem that he cannot fix? Jairus had received some bad news from his friend. That his daughter was dead. No doubt Jairus was about to lose his faith. When Jesus stopped to heal the woman that had the blood issue, his daughter was home dying. If only Jesus would have gotten there sooner, maybe she would still be alive. Church, sometimes that's the way it is with us. When circumstances of life get raging and we get the feeling overwhelmed, we have some doubts. When God has delayed our healing or our blessing, we wonder why. But just when the devil thinks he's winning, that's when the Lord steps in. Oh, do I have somebody today? That's when Jesus steps in. That's when the great fixer-upper, who am I talking about?
Jesus.
That's when the great fixer-upper shows up. He shows up with the word of hope. He shows up with some power. If Jesus can't fix it, if Jesus can't fix it, if Jesus can't fix it, nobody can. He told Jairus, hold up. Do not be afraid. Just keep on believing. Jairus, you had faith when you first came to me. You saw what I did for that woman with the blood condition. Jairus, don't you give up on me now. Just keep on believing. The great fixer-upper is here. Dear Jesus. Now here comes some hope. When they got home and found folks crying, Jesus said, Jairus, listen to me. The child is not dead. She only sleeps. Jairus, I've got power to fix anything. Jairus, watch this. Come on, Jesus. Little girl, get up. The little girl not only came back to life, but was healed of her sickness. And she was able to get up out of the bed and walk around. Ain't God good? Jesus is the great physician. He is the great fixer-upper. Y'all repeat after me. If Jesus can't fix it, nobody can. Whatever your situation is today, Jesus, the great physician, can fix it. Bring all your worries. Bring all your cares. Bring all your pain. Bring all your sorrows. Bring all your sickness to Jesus, the great physician. He cares about us. He deals with all of our imperfections. If Jesus can't fix it, if the great physician can't fix it, then nobody can. Thank you, Lord. He always got an opening for us. He's a doctor that's always available. Ain't God good? He never turns us away. Jesus has already paid for your insurance. God.
In full.
The great physician
available to you. Just open up your door and let him in. Let me leave you with this. There's a story of a man named Steve who was in a car crash that left him with brain injury and a speech impediment. Years after that, he fell off a roof and was paralyzed from the waist down. Well, the doctors told Steve that he would never walk again. But Steve believed that he would be healed one day. Well, one day he attended a meeting with a faith healer. When Steve's turn was up, he came up. He went up front. And the faith healer touched his forehead and said, "Bam!" Then a group of people prayed over him, reached under his arms, lifted him up. But then after a couple of minutes, they set him back down in the wheelchair. His condition was unchanged. Well, even after this, Steve was convinced that one day he would be healed. And after the meeting, Steve was disappointed, but his faith was unshaken. In a slow but steady voice, Steve said, "It just wasn't my time to be healed. But one day, I will walk and run when I get to heaven and God gives me a new body."
There we go.
This was the miracle within itself.
Yes, sir.
The miracle wasn't in the man's legs. It was in his soul.
Yes.
The light of Jesus was shining out of his heart.
Yes.
After all, a physical healing is always temporary. But a spiritual healing is for eternity.
Amen.
Y'all give God some praise. While he was on the earth, Jesus healed people who were paralyzed like Steve. He healed the sick. He healed the blind. He healed the deaf. He healed the crippled and even lepers. He even raised the dead. But Jesus never hyped the healings. In fact, as you saw in that verse 43, he often instructed people not to tell anyone about their miracle. Jesus performed signs and wonders so that we all would know that he is, without a doubt, the great physician. That he is, without a doubt, the Son of God. Y'all give him some praise. Give him some glory. Give him some honor. He will heal by the blood of the Lamb.
Yes.
And his name is
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus, for all you've done, saving us, healing us, and making a way for us that one day we too, out of all the ailments that we have down here, we're going to have our new body in him. Give him some more praise and glory and honor. Thank you, Lord, for your word today. The great physician. Anybody know Dr. Jesus? Did anybody know him? Don't you know you ain't really got to make no appointment? All you got to do is just call on him. Thank you, Lord, for giving us somebody that is always available to us. Let us tell our people we come with our invitation discipleship. I have decided, 164, I have decided to follow Jesus. If Jesus can't fix it,
nobody can.
Nobody can. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for being a healer and a doctor that never lost a patient. And you have cured every situation that known to man. You've even raised the dead. 164, I have...